This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, we invite you to join us here toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Venezuela's public enemy number one is a hardware salesman at Home Depot in Alabama. And we'll tell you what that means here in moments. We've been following along the Venezuela just horrifying socialist nightmare. And this is more of that. We'll tell you about it coming up here. Our toll-free number, 855-453, with you tonight is Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
In the first hour of the show, we're going to continue the discussion we were having there. The first hour, we were talking about Mike Pence, the vice president-elect, presumably who went to a play that may have been on Broadway called Hamilton.
Hamilton, an American musical.
They, at the end of the play, stopped... Or they went up on stage, as the cast tends to do in plays. And
they're doing
bows.
Their, you know, take the bow thing. And the actor that plays Aaron Burr delivered a statement.
And the statement was critical or concerned about the future of the United States under the Trump-Pence administration.
Yes.
And how some people would be treated by that administration, just to kind of sum it up. Pence handled it pretty well. He, when asked about it by the media later, made a statement about that's what freedom sounds like.
Yes.
Whereas Trump got on his Twitter account and started freaking out, calling the theater, saying that it, or calling for theaters to be safe spaces.
Yes.
And, you know, that's where we are right now. Reason.com has a list of
10 things that libertarians need to know about Trump, Pence, Hamilton, and political correctness.
We're going to get to those remainder. We've gone through some of them already.
Gone through seven, got three more.
Let's go to Paul in Fort Mojave, listening to K-Talk. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. Hello, Melanie. First off, I have to agree with her just a little bit, just real quick before I say what I was going to say, because that was a pre-written statement that they made, so they already knew he was there. So
sure. That's
good. Yeah, so they had taken his money. Anyway, what I was going to say is it's kind of biblical, is there's atheists and there's believers, but then there's agnostics. But I kind of, pick a side. Jesus says, yeah, I don't care which side you pick, but just pick a side.
Why should you? Why should you? If you don't know, why should you pick a side?
Well, then you should study it and pick a side, because
why should
you
they?
Should back up. Yeah,
well, are you saying you should have an opinion on all topics, even if you don't feel qualified to have an opinion on that topic?
Well, you should. There's so many topics, I guess. But point taken. To the point that. But if it involves your life, then you should pick a side. If it involves you and your life, then you should have an opinion.
That's
all right.
Only.
I'll take a shot there.
Okay, Paul, if you insist. I'm happy to continue the conversation. Look, I understand where agnostics are coming from. They're just saying, he hung up. They're just saying they don't know. And from a Christian's perspective, they believe that this is a life and death matter, so of course they think it involves your life. The atheist, of course, doesn't think that at all. They're not concerned about what happens after death. And the agnostic simply says, I don't know. I've got other things to do that are interesting to me.
Also, another important thing, I think, to aside from the fact that you shouldn't take positions on things just for the sake of taking a position,
right?
If you're in the process of trying to figure it out and doing all this studying that he thinks you should do, at that time, you don't have a position.
Right.
So if you're doing what he says you should do, you don't have a position yet.
Also, how many of the religious folks out there have taken the time to study atheist literature, and vice versa? How many of the I would suspect more atheists have studied religious literature. They've actually looked at atheists specifically, like in the United States, where the dominant religion is Christianity, and they've found that atheists tend to know more about the Bible than the average Christian does. But I suspect there are very few Christians who have taken the time to study the other side, right? They have come to the conclusion, based on usually what their parents thought and how they were raised, that Christianity is the truth. And so they haven't really done the due diligence that caller was suggesting.
And not only the quote-unquote other side of, just study atheism, but any of the other religions.
Sure, study being, study Islam, study, what is it, Baha'i? That's one of them?
That's one. Some people would consider that to be some kind of a cult.
Well,
a cult is just a religion that doesn't have enough followers yet.
Baha'i is pretty popular these days compared to your average cult. I mean, the cult has very few members, and Baha'i is...
Well, there are some people that consider the Mormon Church to be a cult.
Well, I'm sure there are people who consider that, but I don't think that's...
There are some people that consider every religion other than their own religion to be a cult. There's no real difference between them.
I'd say, right. I mean, it's the wherever you draw the line is completely arbitrary, right? Like, but where does a cult become a religion? Is it at a certain number of adherents? Is it at a certain number of church buildings? You know, where does that line get drawn? I don't know, but I would say that if a church has more than one location, they're probably getting closer to not being a cult anymore. If they have more than one congregation, across the United States, it's probably less likely that they are a cult, because then they're at least popular enough to have a few locations. But how many is the appropriate number? I don't know.
Well,
I think that makes you a cult member then, doesn't it?
I just pulled up.
It would make me a cult leader, actually.
Just pulled up a definition, doing the Google define and then typing in the word. And relatively small group of people having religious beliefs is the second definition.
Right, and relative to the other groups.
A system of religious veneration and devotion directed towards a particular figure or object is the first.
As in cult
definition.
Status, like a cult movie or a cult
or,
following.
Well, so the Baptist, and I know more about Baptist philosophy than, say, Methodist or Presbyterian, the Baptists consider Jehovah's Witnesses to be a cult because there's certain things that they don't do that, most Christians do. They consider Mormons to be a cult because they view Mormons as worshiping Joseph Smith,
mm-hmm.
which would be, directing their devotion towards a particular person.
Well, it's true of Christians. They're directing their devotion towards Jesus.
Right, who they view as God. The Mormons do not view Joseph Smith as God. They mm-hmm. view him as a prophet.
Right.
So basically, the way a lot of Christian sects define cult is if it's either small or it's somehow related to the Christianity that we believe, but they do it differently.
I mean,
but
significantly
differently.
It's more of a derogatory term than an actual criteria.
Yes.
I'd say that's true.
Yes. I've actually heard some Christians say that Catholicism is a cult because they pray to the Pope.
Even
Do
though,
they really?
No, they don't.
They don't?
Pray to the Pope, no.
Okay, I wouldn't think they would, but...
Do they pray to dead popes?
Seems unlikely.
That would be really odd.
Because
that would
I know,
be really unusual.
Because I know that a lot of Catholics, from what I've heard, will pray to saints.
Yeah, and that's more common. You can, pray to any dead person, presumably it should be one that's in heaven, but you don't, worship them. And usually what you're supposed to be doing when they pray to dead people is to ask those dead people to ask God for something for you.
Okay.
Now, when they do the Hail Mary, isn't that kind of praying to a person?
They're praying to Mary,
right, but
yes.
Yeah, but not the Pope. But
well,
yes.
Still another person who is not ostensibly God
right,
by their viewpoint. So anyway, that's one point.
Yes.
All right, let's go back into the Reason.com list of what libertarians need to know about this whole Mike Pence, Donald Trump theater controversy.
Yeah, so point number 8, and I will post this on the Facebook and the Twitter. Point number 8, the author says, I would prefer to live in a world where elected officials were shown less respect because people who want to take away our rights, and that's nearly all of them, don't deserve it. But supporters of individual liberty have to be tactical. If Hamilton-esque demonstrations actually drive people into the arms of Trump, there may be cause to eschew such theatrics on purely pragmatic grounds.
Okay.
Many people, point number nine, many people, including many libertarians, think this thesis is fundamentally wrong or at least unproven. Political correctness is not a significant factor that explains Trump's win. There's more on that point.
All right, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your comments on whether it's religion, atheism, Trump. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do. Even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free here. Coming up, the nemesis of Venezuela is apparently a hardware salesman at a Home Depot in Alabama. We'll share that story with you coming up here in moments with you in studio tonight. It's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
And right now, if you go to HostGator.com/FTL, you will get more than the 50% off that we've been talking about. You'll get 65% off their regular hosting prices. If you've been thinking about getting a website or maybe moving to a new hosting service, perhaps now's the time, considering you'll get 65% off when you go to HostGator.com/FTL. Maybe you want to launch a blog. Well, they make that easy. In fact, they have a simple one-click easy installation for WordPress, which is basically the go-to, what they call, content management system for blogging and things like that. Other websites also use WordPress. It's great. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Plus, they've got a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages with HostGator. Go to HostGator.com/FTL to get 65% off. And this thing expires, by the way, this deal expires sometime, as I understand it, around Black Friday. I'm not sure exactly when, so you may not want to delay on going and getting that deal. Now, once it does expire, it's probably going to go back to 50% off. So you'll still get a pretty good deal, even if you wait. But in this case, you should probably go now. HostGator.com/FTL to get that special price for Free Talk Live listeners. Daryl, you're sharing with us Reason.com's list of 10 things libertarians need to know about this Trump-Pence theater controversy that we've been discussing, where a theater troupe made a group statement, basically, to Mike Pence, who was in the audience as he was leaving their play, which is called Hamilton.
Hamilton, an American musical.
Pence handled it fine. He, you know, respected their right to free speech, whereas Trump is saying that this was inappropriate. He demanded an apology, that the troupe apologized to Pence. He also said that theaters need to be a safe space. So that's what we're talking about.
Yes. Number 9 on the list, many people, including many libertarians, think this thesis is fundamentally wrong or at least unproven. Political correctness is not a significant factor that explains Trump's win. Fairness and accuracy in reporting points out that most of the people promoting this explanation, and then they list some people, quote, hated identity politics to begin with, end quote, and are thus guilty of confirmation bias.
So hold on, I'm a little lost. They're promoting an explanation for why Trump won, and that explanation is that people were fighting back against political correctness?
Right. So they say that the thesis, political correctness, is not a significant factor that explains Trump's win. Some people say that that's wrong.
So these are people who think that it wasn't political correctness that created the blowback that got Trump elected.
Yes.
Okay.
And he's saying that those people are guilty of confirmation bias because they hated the idea of identity politics to begin with. Author says, it's true that we don't know exactly what's in the hearts and minds of Trump voters, and there are no comprehensive polls asking them why they did what they did. So, yes, the political correctness theory is a bit speculative and is being advanced by people who were already concerned about political correctness. But it's not hard to connect the dots when surveys of Trump voters are done. Political correctness invariably does come up.
Mm-hmm.
Author says, personally, I've received emails from Trump voters who have told me that political correctness was exactly why they voted the way they did. If there's a danger in making too much of this theory, there's also a danger in writing it off.
I would say that that's a factor, whether it was the majority factor, I don't know. There was also the factor of, he's anti-establishment,
right,
was another big one.
He's an outsider,
yeah.
Even though
it's
pretty
nonsense.
Much everybody that he's naming to his administration
are
is
insiders.
An insider,
yeah,
of some sort. And finally, on their list, that's because virtually, and the whole thing of, you know, it's dangerous to blame it all on political correctness or to write it off completely.
Right.
That's because virtually no one in the media saw Trump's win coming, and political correctness has something to do with it. The polls were wrong, partly because people who planned to vote for Trump did not admit this to the pollsters.
Mm.
And that's what we had speculated, or rather
Tom Knapp
speculated, and we reported. The kind of person who supported Trump is someone who believes that he could not be honest or vocal about what he thinks and saved his rebellion against political correctness for the ballot box. The, quote, left or rather the, quote, left foes of Trump, less prepared for what was coming, the unbearable smugness of liberal media blinded us to reality. And then there's just a brief point from an article at Wired that I want to share,
sure,
where they go through, you know, Donald Trump's tweets to where he says the theater should be a safe space. They say he's right, at least in part. For decades, the arts and theater in particular have been a safe space for free speech and, by extension, for women, people of color, and the LGBT community. What's rare in those groups getting to exercise that free speech directly to the person making them feel unsafe in the first place.
Yeah, you know, this comes back to the discussion we were having earlier where Melanie was saying they shouldn't have done that. I think that they absolutely were well within their rights to do that.
Well, there's a lot of things that are well within your rights that you shouldn't do.
But in their case, there was no real negative side, I don't think, for this. I mean, as Daryl pointed out, they were already sold out. It's hard to get tickets. You'd have to buy one from a scalper, apparently,
right,
to get tickets to this play. So it hasn't affected their business in any way.
Right.
If anything, it has made their customers love them even more. The customers who they're counting on, the customers who are their regular customers, like, oh, you said this to Pence? Now I'm really happy that I'm supporting
this. Right, I don't really think this hurt their business, if that's even relatively possible. There's a bunch of people now saying that they're going to, a bunch of conservatives saying that they're going to boycott them now.
People that probably weren't going anyway.
People who don't have tickets, weren't going to get tickets, can't get tickets, and were not about to walk themselves into a theater.
Great, so all that boycott does is it promotes them.
Yeah, so conservatives love boycotting things that they never go to in the first place.
Every post that one of those conservatives makes on social media saying, I'm mad about these Hamilton people, is basically branding for
free
Hamilton.
Free publicity, yeah. Free advertising.
Right, and I don't think this probably helps their business, if anything. I mean, but they're always sold out. They're booked. I think it was a year, but...
Booked out for a year.
I think it was for a year. I'm not sure the exact time frame, but incredibly difficult, if not impossible, for a regular person to get tickets to something like this. They're not hurting their business. I'd be really surprised if that was the case. Because it's really immature, kind of not indecent, but undignified behavior. It's not necessarily bad for business, but it's kind of...
Well, shouldn't that be your basis for deciding what to do about your business? Is this good for my business? Should I do this?
Taking subsidies and robbing people and not getting caught is also good for your business. That doesn't mean you should do it.
I see what you're saying. You shouldn't violate your principles in order to benefit your business. I agree with that. But let's take a look at, like, the Commie Cafe out in Portland. I forget what it's called, but that they told police you're not welcome here. And there's been a few different businesses that have done this. That's something that I'm sure they did not do on a whim. They likely thought about it beforehand, and they thought, well, you know, how is this going to affect our business? We're likely going to get boycotted, but we might also get boycotted, meaning people might decide to come here because we make this announcement. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm and Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. That's the point of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Venezuela's public enemy number one is a hardware salesman at Home Depot in Alabama. The Wall Street Journal has tracked down the owner of DollarToday.com, which we've talked about. We didn't talk about the owner. We've talked about Dollar Today and how the Venezuelan government believes that it is a website that is responsible for the drastic inflation that is happening in the country. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us. It's Ian, Melody, and Daryl in the studio. And if you've got Bitcoin or a few other cryptocurrencies, you ought to check out the Jax wallet. You can download this official wallet of Free Talk Live by going to Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, or your Google or Apple app stores. There's no wallet like it. It allows you to hold multiple currencies, and it's got Shapeshift integration right in there, so you can easily exchange between your favorite cryptos. So Bitcoin to Ether, Ether to Litecoin, Litecoin to Bitcoin, however you want to do it. They've got a bunch of different ones that are in there now, and it's super easy to use. It's also really easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds. So if you drop your phone in a lake or something like that, it's not a big deal as long as you've got your backup phrase. So keep that in mind when you install it. Go to Jax.io. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, who is not only a Free Talk Live listener, but also the creator of CryptoKit. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at JAXX.io. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Tom is in Nashua, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, listening at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, I just want to say they tried this years ago with the chicken, the fast food place, because the chicken fast food place owner was on Christian radio. Imagine this thing that
Chick-fil-A.
He shouldn't, the government shouldn't allow same-sex so-called marriages. And therefore, you know, some people said, well, let's boycott them. And the issue wasn't so much that because, of course, I make it a point of dining there more often because of it. So you do get to boycott. The problem is when the government gets involved in using gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests, you know, to force businesses to turn away, let's say, customers who are younger than 21. Let's face it, the drinking age is the real hate crime there. And the problem is when the government either forces people to spend to give their money over to government-run indoctrination centers, and you can't boycott them by sending your kids to legitimate schools because you still are forced to pay for.
Yep, you can't boycott the government. That's for sure. They will send men with guns after you if you do. So the usual market forces of boycott, boycott have no effect on the government whatsoever.
When, and the Chick-fil-A CEO, he didn't just say that there shouldn't be gay marriage. He also funded legislation to make there not be gay marriage. So it was a little bit more than that. And
that was interesting, by the way.
You cannot see all these people who were boycotted. For everyone, they never go there anyway. But now there's more people have the opportunity to boycott these places. When
and what happened was, and that is what happened. I remember the story. There were lines that were going out, like the conservative talk radio were telling their listeners, "Hey, you ought to go buy some sandwiches from Chick-fil-A," and there were literally lines around the building.
But, and the fact that people were surprised that Chick-fil-A was a Christian organization is just really ridiculous.
That was surprising to people?
Yeah, anyone who's ever eaten at Chick-fil-A knows
that they got outraged about it and was like, Chick-fil-A is against gay people. Like, yeah, Chick-fil-A openly advertises that they're a Christian organization.
Well, just because
they're
not open on Sundays.
Right.
And I remember one time when I still lived in Alabama going into a Chick-fil-A and there was a big sign with a statement from the owner basically, you know, apologizing for why they were closed on Sunday, and it, you know, had religious overtones.
That's correct. No, I know what you're talking about. I didn't see the sign, but they used to even have it on their bags that they would serve you with the food.
Yeah, they openly advertise that they're closed on Sunday, that
they're
religious.
Christian.
A lot of the ones I've been into have had a lot of religious stuff hanging on the walls. We're closed on Sunday because we're religious. They do not hide this. So
exactly.
The fact that people were then, once they came out against gay marriage more openly, the fact that people were then surprised, shocked, and felt like they had to react to this does seem kind of silly to me. They've been, for the past how many years, openly against gay marriage.
Well, I don't know if they were
Christian.
Openly. Well, okay, but it doesn't necessarily follow that because someone is openly Christian means that they're against gay marriage. There are people who are Christians, they're probably in the minority, but there are people who are Christians who support gay marriage, and
right,
there are Christian churches that allow gays
into their
church.
But as an ideology, the ideology of Christianity is against gay marriage, even if a particular person who follows that ideology is not.
I would say generally that is probably true, but I wouldn't jump to a conclusion about, well, most Christians think this, so therefore it's the policy of Chick-fil-A.
Right, but if an organization said, we're an organization of this ideology, and that ideology has tenets, and then you found out that they also followed one of the tenets, you should not be surprised by that.
Well, there's arguments
just
over
like
what
you
the
shouldn't be
are.
Surprised that Starbucks is a leftist organization, or that.
But wait, there's
the
arguments over the tenets.
Leftist organization.
Okay, that's why there are different divisions within Christianity. There are different sections, or
right, about some things, yes, but it's pretty clear.
But the Ten Commandments, none of the ten is don't perform a gay marriage.
Yeah,
none of the Ten Commandments is that.
No, it's in Leviticus.
Any other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to share some good news. For those who haven't heard of it, yesterday, in San Antonio, Texas, a cop was writing somebody a traffic ticket, and a freedom fighter pulled up behind, parked, got out, walked up, and shot the cop dead. And so I just
that is not necessarily a freedom fighter. That is a psychopath, likely.
Well,
thank
I mean, it's
call.
Not necessarily a freedom fighter, but the evidence is
look,
in that favor. It's
Tom,
bad strategy.
Yeah, Tom, this Tom's one of those guys who loves to promote stories of people killing the police. That's not the only time he's called about that. He's called on multiple occasions, and he revels in it. He thinks He thinks, well, yes, this is why this is going to be a fun conversation. He thinks it's exciting. He wants other people basically to do his bidding. He wants other people to do the dirty work. Tom's not out there killing the police, but he's out there cheering on the people who
are.
Well,
I'm not out there performing cancer research either, but if somebody was to make a breakthrough in that, I would still celebrate it.
But you also said that it's not good strategy.
And it's horrible strategy, and you should not do it.
Why celebrate horrible strategy, then?
Because it, or, and I do have, I do kind of have mixed thoughts on this, and I wrote a note about it on Facebook. I'm kind of torn as to how to react to that, because on the one hand, I want to celebrate people who are willing to do something that I'm not willing to do at great personal cost that will eventually, if enough of people do it, improve the world.
Where's the evidence of that? Because
if
in Dallas, where cops were shot this year, right? It was, what, five cops got shot today?
Out of the state of Texas is not...
Okay, but the point is, it didn't affect their ability to hire people, even though it's a much, you know, it's a dangerous...
They actually had a huge increase in the number of applicants.
That's right. So the opposite of your intentions is what occurred.
Well, no, because I said if enough of people do it, five people out of Texas is nowhere near the numbers you need to resist the state.
So what do you need, then?
I don't know the exact numbers on that. Well, I don't think we even have enough of people who are even... advocates of that to where if all of them did it and were good at it, it would work out. I don't think we're
even there yet. You will not be ever, you'll never be there. Because
I don't know if we will or not.
You have to be crazy in order to go up against the state in a violent fashion. You have a death wish
time,
if that's the case.
And a lot of these people do. A lot of these people write, you know, suicide notes essentially, or suicide videos essentially. Yeah. And so I don't want to promote bad strategy, but at the same time, I do think that these people, especially if they know that this is a suicide mission, are kind of deserving of some honor. They're willing to do something that I am absolutely not willing to do, that I will straight out tell you not to do, and that will...
Where's the honor in killing somebody without them actually doing anything to threaten you? I mean,
well,
it would
they
be
are.
One thing.
Putting on a badge and a police uniform is a threat.
Okay, so this is the classic brutalist argument, which I'm familiar with, by the way, and I probably used to actually agree with it years ago. This is the sort of libertarian brutalist argument of, well, the state is taxing us, and the state is, you know, threatening us all the time, so therefore, we're fully within our rights to just eliminate their agents. That's the argument, right?
I wouldn't say all their agents, like offing librarians, is a not violation, I would say.
The non-aggression principle is what you mean when you say that. Hold that thought. 855-453, if you want to join us here, we'll talk about that. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
And we're talking about killing the police. I'm not advocating for that, but...
I'm not advocating it either.
Melanie is a fan of the cop killers out there. She gets all flustered when she hears about a story that somebody has iced a cop, even though the cop hasn't, in this case, you know, done anything.
That is not true. One he woke stories, up and put a uniform on. That's aggressive.
One of the stories where somebody just walks up and puts a bullet in a cop's head with no real provocation in the moment. So what you're arguing, Melanie, is the what I would call libertarian brutalist. This is the terminology that I've heard applied to it. I don't know if it's accurate, but...
I wouldn't argue with that title.
Yeah, the libertarian brutalist idea that, well, the police are the arm of the state that enforces its laws, and so therefore they are aggressing wholesale against the entire population, even if they're not doing it directly to you in the moment, that the threat is always there and they are willing
to
do it to you.
Well, in this particular cop, he was aggressing someone that
he wrote
second.
A ticket to somebody.
Right. It's not, you know, necessarily a major aggression, although then you can argue, well, what happens if you don't pay it or you can't pay it or
whatever.
Well,
it's certainly true that the government backs everything by force, so if you don't cooperate, then they will start to use more and more force upon you until you do cooperate.
Well, wait, so what if this guy was, you know, a home burglar? Would it be justified to shoot him then?
If the cop was a home burglar?
Right. If instead of a cop, it was a home burglar,
the reason why people allow you to do that is because home burglars don't have legitimacy. So the police have legitimacy, and this is why you think it's a bad idea.
So how is it morally different? I think
the difference is that in the moment, the person is burgling your home.
And in the moment, that cop was writing a ticket. So if you're good at it, if you're a good thief, then we can't shoot you because you're good at it?
The cop has legitimacy because of government, because people believe in the idea of government. They see the police as their protectors. Even many of the people who are being abused by the police believe that it's for their own good.
I can't tell you how many times I've been in court, and Ian, you've seen this too,
yes. Oh, yeah.
Where people wind up getting sentenced by the judge. And then, at the end, they say, thank you, Judge.
Your Honor.
That does not prove... No, that is not... There is Stockholm Syndrome. That is not an example of it.
Well, then what is that an example
of? It's an example of fear.
Okay. Well, regardless, they're still thanking the judge for what happened. And then further, there's other examples of this, too. So in when I was in jail for civil disobedience, you know, I got to know some of the guys that I was in there with in general population. And many of those guys believe that they, by selling drugs or doing some other, you know, action that involves consenting people, that they had somehow done something bad because it was illegal, that it was
right.
Therefore
okay, so
bad.
Then that is an example of Stockholm Syndrome, which yes. does exist.
And
it's
not
pretty
uncommon.
Rampant
yeah, it's...
among victims of the state. And yes, it's a bad idea, and it's a bad idea because you're not going to win, because you're fighting a war that you can't win yet.
And there are and one
but
of the reasons
but
for that
if
is...
if we start demonizing these people now, I mean, and I do have mixed thoughts on this, because if we start demonizing these people now, then when we do have the numbers, if that ever happens, to do anything about it and get rid of the state, well, we've demonized these people for the past 600 years, so
first
now nobody's going to want to do it.
You're not going to have the numbers to go up in a violent fight against the state. That's just not going to happen. But even if you did... Even if you could find enough people who were like, "Yeah, that's right, I'm willing to go ahead and throw my entire life away, my, you know, never come back to my family, I'm willing to die for this cause."
Well,
even
if you had enough people, that wouldn't be a guarantee. Today it's a guarantee. Today it is a suicide mission. Do not do it.
It's highly likely that you will perish in this attack, even with numbers. But even if you could have those numbers, then you would also have the numbers to refuse to obey. And the problem with
right,
the libertarian
brutalists...
Right,
and then when you refuse to obey, and then they show up, and they say, hey, you didn't pay your tax, and you're like, yeah, F you, and then they're not going to just be like, oh, okay, he said F me, so I'll just leave now. You're going to have to violently resist at some point. If you want the state to go away, there's no way around
that. I disagree. You can refuse to obey the state and basically grind it to a halt.
And they're just going to...
They can't build enough prisons, they can't build, you know, they don't have enough courtrooms or whatever. If enough people, whatever the percentage is, I don't know, but if you have enough people who are willing to actually fight physically the state, you could have more people who are willing to disobey the state, to non-cooperate
right,
with the state.
And then when they show up, then what?
Well, what are they going to do? Throw 1,000 people out of their
homes?
Well,
they don't have to. Look, so when they show up at your door, they don't have to already have shot and or arrested the... previous 1,000 people. They're at your house. Now what? But now, say, you know, and I don't know what number you would need. I am not a military strategist by any means. But say 95% of the population is willing to, you know, would rather kill a cop than
put up with
the BS.
That's never going to happen. You're not going to... Look, even in the Revolutionary War, it was only, what, 30% or something like that was willing to support the fighters?
That's the claim.
Well, right, but why is the Revolutionary War like a standard for all wars? I don't know why.
It's not a standard for everything. It's just something to look at. Only like 30% was willing to support
the
fighters. Most of them were not willing to actually fight. So there was the people, the very small percentage who was willing to fight. There were the people who were willing to support the fighters by, say, hiding them or giving them supplies or something like that, some lesser involved factor. But if you have people who are willing to go up violently against the state, then just, for, you know, you'd be better off throwing yourself into their gears as a, you know, sort of a sacrifice inside the system where you can actually come out when it's all over and done with and actually be with your family.
So let me play devil's advocate here for a moment. How different would the Tiananmen Square incident have been had Tank Man had some kind of weapon that he was shooting at the tanks? Do you think things would have turned out worse for the Chinese people?
Okay, well, but it doesn't sound like he had sufficient numbers to actually overthrow the government. If you cannot effectively overthrow the government, then violently resisting them, in most cases, is a bad plan. So if you can't accomplish that, trying isn't necessarily
right.
effective.
But he was nonviolent in what he did, and it had huge implications.
And remember, he's remembered the world over.
And
as well.
China, guess what, still has a government. So apparently he did not accomplish anything lasting.
Well, we don't know if his goal was to completely dismantle the Chinese government.
Probably not. He probably wanted democracy.
There were reforms that were implemented.
Yeah, and you can change governments peacefully. You can, you know, repeal one law or change a law or lower a tax rate, and you can do that without a violent revolt.
Gandhi
you cannot get
got
rid
the
of a
British,
government.
Gandhi was able to get the British to leave India non-violently.
The British were spread thin in the first place and were abandoning territories in the first place.
He was still nonviolent.
I think you underestimate the power of the nonviolent resistance movement.
Most
but
of the
no
people
such thing
that
as
have
nonviolent resistance. If somebody comes at you with guns and they show up with a Bearcat and ARs, there's no you're either resisting or you're not. And if you're resisting, then it's violent. If you're not resisting, then you're going along with it. There's
tank
no
man stood in front of a tank. He was nonviolent.
And
that still
nothing
counts as
got
resistance.
Effectively resisted.
That's resisting.
Yeah, it's resisting, but it didn't accomplish anything.
It you sure said if you're did. Resisting, you're being violent, and I'm pointing out that here's one example of somebody that was
okay,
resisting
and
not being violent.
It depends.
End.
Hold on. It depends on. Well, no one knows what happened to him. It depends. Whether he accomplished something depends on your perspective. So if your perspective, how you're judging whether or not he accomplished something is, did the Chinese government fall to its knees? No, it didn't. But did he get attention for what he did? Yeah, he got a lot of attention
well, yeah,
for what
I could
he
get
did.
A lot of attention.
Has he inspired, other people around the world to
yes.
also stand up? Yes, he absolutely has. Has
okay,
the
well,
world
and
benefited
I'm saying
from
saying that it's not time yet to actually fight this war.
I think a lot of people with the viewpoint that Melanie has have this weird Red Dawn fetish. And if you're not familiar with the movie, it's been out for 30 years. I don't apologize
it.
For a spoiler. Yeah, they remade it, and there's actually a really good speech in there that explains blowback in the remake.
Oh, interesting. I haven't seen the remake.
I'm not going to apologize for a spoiler. The Russians and I think the Chinese invade the United States, and this group of like four high school kids winds up, defeating this invading army and somehow, freedom in America.
Well, no, that's a
and
really,
there's a lot of people that have this fetish
really
of if I
plan.
Just have a few people and we resist.
No, I'm definitely saying you need
how
way more
many
than
do you need?
I don't know because I'm not a military
how will you
person,
know when you
know.
Reach it?
I don't.
Is it
hopefully
one of those things like
some,
they like the judge with pornography that he'll know it when he sees it? Are
no,
you going to know it when you see
somebody
it?
Who has combat experience or military training experience or some kind of military strategy hopefully will be an anarchist. And be like, hey, 10 out of 10 military strategists who are in or who have lists agree we have enough fighters to overthrow the government.
And then what do you do? See, here's the other problem with your perspective is that if you violently overthrow the state, then you're just going to see another violent state arise because the means become the ends. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So if you want peace, then peace has to be your tool as well. Otherwise, you're just going to create another state, even though that's not what your intention would be. A lot of the people who would rise to arms would have that intention. It's Free Talk Live.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride-sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride-sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.